Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I think that we didn't set it up too well for the first innings. I think that we needed that effort probably in the first innings to get that sort of total to be in the game. And yeah, we were sort of just chasing the game from day one after about the 40th over. So yeah, a little bit disappointing.
Were you thinking at some stages this afternoon that you might actually make Tasmania chase a little target on the final day?
Yeah, definitely. When Greeny and myself were sort of out there batting, we thought that, you know, there was a good chance that that we were going to be bowling again. And, you know, I felt in pretty good stead and so did Greeny. And yeah, it just didn't happen today, unfortunately.
You had that great 10-wicket win over WA in the previous round. You've lost by innings here, but do you see good signs from New South Wales over the last 3 days?
Yeah, definitely. I think that our batters probably haven't been scoring the runs that we'd probably want to, and I feel like, you know, we showed a bit of fight in that second innings today. So obviously disappointing to, you know, lose the game, but I think there's some good signs showing for our batters, definitely.
On your own performance, what have you learnt about first-class cricket in this match?
I'm up to it, definitely. I feel like, yeah, I'm batting as well as I would like to at the moment. So, I'm pretty happy, and also not ideal to be fielding for 130 overs. And it's, yeah, definitely, you know, I've definitely felt that on my body. So the less times we can do that, the better. And, I'm really enjoying it, though, at the moment.
What aspects of your game are you trying to improve on as this journey in first-class cricket continues?
Just the ability to sort of be able to defend the ball for longer periods of time, and I think that I showed that today. You know, I feel like in my previous games I've sort of almost gone at a run a ball, and today I sort of knuckled down a bit and tried to bat a bit of time, and felt very good. And for me it's just the ability to sort of bat for periods of time and understand that there's going to be different times in the game where I can sort of move the game forward, and there's going to be times where I'm going to have to need to shut up shop. So yeah.
How determined are you to show the wider cricket world that you are a serious long form player?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen. I feel like I've probably showed it in my last 3 innings for the Blues. I've scored some runs, which is good, obviously. For me it's just, you know, trying to score as many as I can, and hopefully, you know, ideally score more runs and put our team in a better position next time to win the game.
In hindsight, would you like to have kicked on a bit more in the first inning? You had that beautiful 60. Do you look back on that now and think maybe you could have gone a bit bigger?
Oh, definitely. I'm thinking the same in the second innings. And, I felt like I wasn't too disappointed with the shots that I played in both innings. I felt like, you know, I got out defending in both innings. So I can't be too disappointed with that. I think that that first innings I was just trying to move the game forward and felt like being positive was the best option on that wicket, and ideally probably would have liked to have won the toss. I felt like it was definitely best to bat on day 2, and yeah, we sort of just missed our opportunity, I guess.
And the Neil Smith wicket dismissal today, what happened there? Just cut back a bit too far for you?
Yeah, I think that for most of the day it's sort of, I know it'd been keeping low as well, but I think it just kept a little bit lower. I thought that I'd get some decent, consistent bounce for the newer ball, and it just shot a little bit lower and came in. So, yeah, not ideal. In hindsight, I probably should have come forward, but, yeah, it is what it is.
A fighting day for New South Wales today. Interestingly, you two teams play again next week, starting next Tuesday at the SCG. That will be a game worth following. I guess you've seen a lot of these bowlers now, so you've got a lot to take away to the SCG next week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've got a good look at them this game and got some overs into them today. So that's, I guess, a good sign for us. But, hopefully home court advantage next game, and hopefully we get the win on them.
And finally, Greg Shepherd, what sort of influence is he having on this group and on you in particular as an emerging player, an emerging talent?
Yeah, he's been awesome for us this year and the back end of last year. I think he's one that really likes to hone the basics. And for me, he put a lot of pressure, and I wouldn't say pressure, but he wanted me to bat time today, and something I probably wasn't initially thinking of. So, he's been really good for the group. He keeps things really simple, and we've all learned a lot from him in, you know, the short time we've had him.
All right, well batted today. It was a very interesting 3 days, and good luck in the return match next Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time. Cheers, thank you.